Слово Господне. Кирайся. Кирайся духе Христи, Пану Бесу, а как и там были, помни, когда и нету было Христи. Кто там Боги? Как и надо последовать? И за самого Бога Господа, ты же куда, как и давай, как и я.
Oh,
do you know me now?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. My teacher was, I'm very, I know the power of sin and use a lot of time, but really, today.
Good morning, Lakshman. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. How attentive of you. Thank you.
This is the future of Christian people. One moment, my dear devotees, I have to do this in public thing. It's the same with us.
Use a lot of hype and watching of being in tune with the times. But today I'm really very, let me say, excited for two reasons. I would like to introduce to you the process of Sharanagati and be life-changing, maybe, and hopefully see Krishna's merciful. But I also wish to give you a summary and help you to obtain something out of these five presentations which you can take with you in your life and which can empower you. It has been for me a wonderful time to explore these subjects with you. I have been very inspired, really, and now I can bring it to the main point, to the summary, the conclusion. So, let us start.
Thank you. Your name is
see a little bit of song. Concludes his list of the great devotees and what the specific devotion process was by saying, Balya Abhu Krishna Tiya Esham Tala. Balya Maharaj attained protection by dedicating everything to the lotus feet of Krishna. My dear devotees, these nine processes of devotional service are culminated in property or in surrendering to Krishna's will. Let's say that my will reigns supreme, but your will, my Lord, is what I naturally love for, abide by. You can see all these nine processes of devotional service as competent and powerful roles that bring you to Krishna's lotus feet and give love for Krishna in your heart. I think it is very important in the age of how to do books or self-help books to also add the bhakti perspective, that what we really need is love. Love, divine love, unconditional, highly rewarding love. When someone has this, all his other needs are fulfilled. So, the devotional works help us how we can reach this divine love. There is a very nice discussion in the Gita Aranyaka Upanishad on this. It is between a former king and his second wife. Then the great king, the one great king, felt that he had enjoyed with his two wives a vast kingdom. He held a meeting with them and said, "Are we satisfied?" And Maitri, the second wife, said no. Then the king turned to his first wife, "How do you appreciate your life with me so far?" And she said, "Well, if you could just have a little bit more wealth, that would be good. Then everything would be all right." For the king, understanding the two mentalities of his wives, said to his second, "Let us renounce a good thing. Let us go to the forest and let us live there." But he gave all of his belongings and his vast kingdom to the first wife, who was convinced about material prosperity. Her needs could be fulfilled. And he went with the second wife into the forest. They engaged in spiritual activities and discussed many things. So one morning, Maitri came to him and said, "My dear husband, can you tell me what need of us needs to be fulfilled? And then it is fulfilled, all other needs are fulfilled." And your wife is a good question, let me dive deep. He did not dive deep into a self-help books, but he dove very deep in his consciousness, to the bottom of his consciousness. And when he came out of his deep meditation, he said, "Listen, Maitri, there are two needs. If they can be fulfilled, all other needs are fulfilled. It is for love and being loved."
that maybe one of the secrets of Madhava Seva is such a nice,
atmosphere of school, that there is genuine affection and care.
Now take this, what you can experience with your best friends, and multiply it by the figure of a few buildings. Then you will have an idea, but not an experience, only an idea of what is love. So this, my dear devotees, is our real need. Let us not forget that if that need is fulfilled in us, all the other needs which we have now will be also fulfilled. This doesn't mean that we should not fulfill the other needs. Okay? Bhagavad Gita, we have three needs. I'm going to discuss this today in terms of prayer. That's what we need in life of. Many of you want to have a good partner in life when you go to when you move forward. Many of you want to know their purpose in life and fulfilling their occupation. And also in the end, all of you want divine love. That is, you want to know how you can render service to Krishna. All this has to be somehow managed also. I'm not saying only one thing and not the others, but being given the class Sadhana to Bhagavata, I want to say, please don't be devotees. This is important, the spiritual self-help, because by fulfilling your need for the greatest amount of love, for the love of Krishna, all the other needs will be fulfilled. Good. So here comes the last road, the last process, which many of us may have to negotiate new. We have to think new about it. It's about Bali Maharaj, who attained the perfection that is Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna, by dedicating everything or surrendering everything to Krishna. But before he could do this, my dear devotees, Krishna tested his devotion. And as you listen now to this beautiful katha, as you listen to it, I encourage you to also think about the test in your life and then to apply what we heard from Gopal, persistence, or this word, this shortest lecture in the universe. You see, I know one of the lectures is even shorter. The churches. But he said, three words, never give up. And he said three times, therapy, never give up, never give up. In your even when you are tested. So who was Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj had a great ancestry. He was the grandson of the great Bodhi Prasad. And his father, that means the direct son of Prabhupada, was Vilochana, who was always very affectionate to the Brahmanas. From being a small little child, Bali saw his father receiving Brahmanas and giving to them charity. And it made a deep impression in this young impressionable heart. I can imagine, like our small Lakshman, he has seen many times his father handing guests a garland. That has made an impression. This is why this morning, little Lakshman, you gave the garland so expertly. You also done with love and affection and deep respect. You have done very nicely. Thank you. So, So, in the same way, Bali, so on the little child, his father gave me donations.
Okay. As the life happened to Bali, he was born, as you know, son of Prahlad, that is technically the dynasty of Hiranyakashipu. He was born a great in this dynasty of a demon spirit. Now he was somehow this took over. He became a great warrior in his life, and then he made the ultimate battle. He challenged the powerful Devatas. And by his military achievements, he was actually able to defeat Lord Indra and his heavenly warriors, and took over the throne of India. He conquered all the heavenly planets and finally was able to throw out all the demigods, all powers in that time, and rule the universe. That's how powerful Bali became under the tutorship of his guide Shukracharya, guide master Shukracharya. So this became a great problem for the Devatas. They approached superior guidance, and finally to the mother of the Devatas, Aditi, the Lord appeared as Vamadeva. Whenever the Devatas don't know how to continue, they do what I think all of us should learn. They get to the Lord and pray to the Lord for help. The Lord answered the help by appearing in the ideal form to get the kingdom back. A little brown boy who looked very sweet and attractive, who was small like a pituliac, it means a dwarf, very sweet. He was dressed, he had a beautiful pavitra, he had a little umbrella to shade him against the sun, and he looked so sweet that I think all the other sinners would have said, oh, I can't say it so good as you can say. Please excuse me. I'm trying. So, very sweet, very attractive. It is described when Bali, when Vamadeva went on his mission, he crossed one heaven, he came to one heavenly river, but he started to look with his little umbrella in his commander room, very helpless. How can I cross this river? I'm so small. There was my Brahmana, who lived at the banks of the river, who was a worshipper of Vamadeva. And he saw this little dwarf who was now going to conquer the universe with the Lord. He saw him showing himself so helplessly. I can't wade through the water, I'm too small. And he said, can I help you? And Krishna nodded with a very, very merciful smile. So the Brahmana took the Lord up in his hands like this, like you carry a deity, and his lotus feet, Brahmana's lotus feet, touched his hands. And then he carried Vamadeva with his umbrella to the river. And the Brahmana but he was so excited. He minded him and his hands were standing on end. He cried, so deeply excited in devotion.
and then he himself felt the imprint of the Lord's sweet little feet. You know, the Lord has these imprints on his feet. I do not know how they are arranged on Marmon Street, but they have a lion and a lotus and a fish, and imagine you could feel that this is really ecstatic. And then he put the Lord down the other side, totally ecstatic. The Lord thanked him and moved on. He left the same footprints in the sand and the dust on the bank of the river and the ground. So, Ankarivana, across! And he fainted and remained there and ecstatic. Love of God. So Babaji went straight, as still following the bee line, to the sacrifice. The Bani Maharaj, the Lord and Master of the Universe, was presiding over a massive festive sacrifice, really, and he came to Bali. Bali saw the sweetness. So, oh, Brahmana, thank you for coming. You have entered the secretary arena of the Emperor of the Universe. And tell me, what can I give you in charity? Brahmana smiled. Brahmana smiled and said, please give me enough land for the measurement of 3 steps of my feet. That's a Bible.
Oh, said Bali, this is like coming to a king and asking for some edge. Ask for more.
Bali smiled and said, if one is not satisfied with the measured amount, one will not be satisfied with a higher amount. This is enough. At this moment, the guide, Shukla Chaya, sent in between.
Wait a minute! He is Vishnu. He will take everything away from you, Bali.
Bali says, I have given my promise. I will keep to my promise. Shukracharya's advice was rejected.
And his goodwill turned to rage. He said, if you, who profess to be my disciple, do not follow my instruction, I curse you that all your wealth and your prestigious position will be taken away from you.
Said, I will abide by my promise to this Brahmana. And in order to confirm it, he put his commander upon his water, and while chanting the sacred little poem,
Shukracharya, by his mystic poetry,
chanted all this, very little Mandalu and blocked the exit that the water was going to pull about. Vamanadev, who is the all-powerful Lord, took a kushan glass and poured it into the little pipe of the tissue of the bowl and poked it right into the eye of Shivracharya, driving him out. The water came. The promise was made. Hare Krishna. I want you to reflect how intelligent the Lord is. How he is so resourceful. And then he made his first step. Stop. Step. He took all the land in this area. He had extended to tremendous proportions. He made his second step and pierced the layers of the universe. And then he turned around to Bali and said, "You have cheated me. You have cheated me. And you have promised me the land to the measurement of three of my steps. I have taken two steps now." By the way, short detail, by the second step that he did, the mother Ganga was pouring into our world. "There now should I do my first step. You are a cheater. I must curse you that you will lose all your wealth and all your position." In this way, Bali, the Lord, kept the curse of Shukracharya intact. He's very intelligent. But Bali said, "There is one place which I want to offer you now, my Lord." Vamana Dev stood in a very big pose before him. "One step you have not yet done. One thing I have not yet given to you. I have given you my wealth, my opulence, my position. But one thing I have not given to you, it's my ego. It's myself. Take your third step on the head of your surrender of your body." This is how we must all learn to chant, like a child crying for the mother. Or the Shisha Guru is carrying out of the answer. So my dear devotees, saying Tatasu made a piece of Vamanadev, put his foot on the head of the totally surrendered Bali Maharaj and pushed him to the down to the lower planetary systems. Now Bali had a response to all this. He said something which I want to read to you, which is so great. In doing and surrendering everything for him was not easy. He had to go against his attachments. He had to go even against his own teacher, to whom he was grateful. He had to really give everything up. And it was not easy. But he was persistent in trying this. He said, "Aho Pranamaya Kita Samudhyama Rapanna Bhakta Ido Samadha Yalo Kapalas Vanudra Kumaya Alakta Puru Asale Sule Pita." Can I tell you how he reacted? effort there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavor to offer you obeisances, but nonetheless, the attempt was as successful as those of pure devotees. The causeless mercy you have shown to me, a fallen demon, was never achieved even by the generals of the leaders of the various planets. And Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Baba Gravi Dhanana. Yes, you know everything. Because he takes only the essence of a devotee's attitude. If a devotee sincerely surrenders the Lord as the super soul in everyone's heart, immediately understands this. Thus, even though externally a devotee may not render full service, if he is internally sincere and serious, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. Thus the Lord is known as Vāma-śyāmi-janādana, because he takes the essence of one's devotional mentality. My dear devotees, surrender is not easy for anyone, Bali tried to do his best, and the Lord accepted the essence. The Lord accepted this. In the same way, for us to give everything we have, including our own will, our independence, our freedom, to Krishna, it's not easy, my dear devotees. It's not easy. But if you are having the intention to do that, eventually the Lord will accept you as a great soul and will never consider your mistakes. He says so in the Gita, Apichet Sudarnacha Brahma, this shloka, even if my devotee, circumstantially, because he's not yet on the highest level, does something really abominable, it's the Lord uses, you would say, even though this is there, I consider him a saint because he's on the right path. His intention is there, the do not. And this is what I so much like in this process of the Sharanagati. Sharanagati or surrender is a gradual process in which you grow up spiritually. First you give what is possible for you to give, and the Lord accepts you as a saint already. Then gradually he will help you to make, to fulfill your intention, to surrender fully, and so on. Sharanagati, my dear devotees, is composed of two words. And I think this is important to understand this, because the English word surrender does not capture the meaning of Sharanagati. But there is no better English word, so we have to use it. But Sharana means shelter, and Gati means to move forward, to move towards. Can you understand this English word? I say, maybe not right. To move towards? Can I have an English capital? What do you say, towards? It's absolutely fine. Thank you for encouraging. To move in the direction of shelter. I am a nature lover, and in the project which you all know, Goloka Dham, where I stayed, or the resident
I served a guide on the project. And for 10 years I stayed there. I did not stay, I traveled a lot, but it was my base. There was a forest path. And sometimes when I would walk when I came to Vietnam, this forest path, there were many deers, and I made friend to one deer in particular, her shy nature. But it was often also raining there, like in England. And I knew there was one shelter in the forest. It was a little cottage which the woodworkers had built, and it was open for those who traveled on foot to walk through the forest. So when it started to rain, I started to immediately run towards that shelter with the understanding, if I reach it, the rain will not wet me. In the same way, please consider surrendering to Krishna as a gradual process. Do not consider it like the word surrender says. Surrender means to submit as to an enemy. But an enemy is not a shelter, really. My father was submitting to the Russian Red Army, and it was not a shelter. They only got one soup a day, different as prisoners of war. The surrender to an enemy has nothing to do with this concept of Sharanagati. When you approach the Lord for shelter, you go in steps towards Him, gradual steps, as you are able to do and hope to one day be in His full shelter. So in other words, every little effort on the road of Sharanagati, where you give your body, your mind, and your ego to Krishna, every little step which you can do is remembered by the Lord very affectionately. And a full surrender, which may be out of the reach of a few of us, or many of us, that is not the reason that we cannot get there so quickly as of yet, due to our neophyte stage, does not mean we should not think of Sharanagati. No, we should go to the shelter of Krishna as much as possible. And a practical application for this means to keep your promise to Krishna. This is how we can start surrendering, by giving Krishna a promise. For instance, at the sacred initiation ceremony, we promised 16 rules and rounds, and keeping the four rules and regulations intact and all that. You can learn to surrender to Krishna by keeping a promise. This is the principle in Bali Maharaj's life. He had given a promise. I give you your 3 sets of land. And even when great difficulties came, when his teacher went against him, there were other difficulties which for lack of time I could not tell him. He lost all his everything and all his advice, but he kept his promise intact. And that saved him. That gave him the personal association of Vamadeva, who said, I'm so satisfied with you. I will always stand before your door. With my chakra, I will be there, and you will always be with me. Don't doubt. Think it yourself. My dear devotees, I want to now lead you in an exercise whereby you can give a little sankalpa, a little something to Krishna, and in this way eternal perfection eventually in your life. My exercise starts with going with you through what we learned. On the first day,
We have learned all these devotional services in relationship to Krishna and His holy name. On the first day, we learned what? Alignment. So this, we brought three things to the chandi. Can someone please help me? I think you know it. Please remember. How do you align yourself to the chandi? You know what it is. Temporary tiredness is all around you. I'm sorry for being so uncultured. That's so drink before you must be thirsty also. When you start your chanting, it starts really with sit properly. Verbal Prabhupada always, an advice he always had for us. Sit properly means you bring your body, yes, your mind, because when you bring your body and your mind to the chanting, you can be there with your heart. Do you remember the first day that we met here? We said properly, and I gave you some advice. I just sit tall. And I noticed when we chanted, some of you, although having suffering from jet lag, were really there with your energy. Then the second exercise which we did in relationship to the holy name was entering the stream of the chanti. Who remembers the particular exercise which we did? I hear, I see some hands. Abhishek, you are at the back, please. There was a picture, yes. What was the picture about? It was focusing, one of you said, on the first hari, and entering through the first hari into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Can we just all do this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Continue. Now focus on the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Again, bring all the attention of the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much. On the third day, we had learned to enter into a relationship with Krishna. We had heard about Lakshmi Devi, who's massaging the feet of the Lord, doing Radha Sevana. We had heard about Prithu Maharaj, who worshipped the deity. It was about a relationship. And we had done so by thinking of ourselves as a soul who is a part of Krishna in Shaktivinoda. I always say to the devotees, when you chant, I personally know of no better meditation and understanding. Krishna is right there and hearing us. The fourth session, it was in the Yajnashala. Remember, we looked all around Vrindavan. We had something on, we heard something on prayerful chanting. And we read and pondered about Prabhupada's statement about good prayer. Can I again repeat this to you? To offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any higher qualification. Simply you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? Touch this real feeling. One must be aware of his position. Then
feeling true, very sincere, and authoritative. Then yesterday's session, we heard about Hanuman and Arjuna rendering service, and we made the point you need to do service from the spiritual position. I recognize it was the most difficult lesson for all of you, but maybe because you had planned your journey and you were traditionally little exhausted, and you were unfocused, and my presentation was also not so focused, maybe. So, I reminded you of Prabhupada's last message to a few of us. Prabhupada said many things, but what he said to me is, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. I talked yesterday to a devotee who is very dear to me, and who lost his mother when he was maybe 9 years old or 8 years old, very young. And he said to me, Maharaj, at that time, when I lost my mother, he had already lost his father, not that the father had died, but was gone and left the family. But when I lost my father, my mother, then I really felt like this. Now I am here, my only shelter is Krishna. He became a humble devotee because of this, starting his spiritual life here. And I said, let us remember this. Ultimately, we are not Indians and Germans. Ultimately, we all have to give up one day or another all of this. And if we don't learn until then who we are, that we are a part of Krishna, it's difficult that we ask. So it's a problem. So today, I want to request you to turn to your partner. To turn to a partner next to you. And I would like you to reflect on what you have either heard in this seminar or what you have heard in the seminars of Kanishan Priya, what gave the first sessions, what you have heard in Gopal's evening presentations, what you have heard in Naveen Krishna Prabhu's presentation, something which has struck you, something which you feel made an impression for you. And I request you to isolate that and think of what you can apply in your life, how you can apply it, why you can apply it, and how you can apply it. Very practical. For instance, I want to tell you an example. I was yesterday able to meet with a few very dear devotees, and we chanted amongst ourselves before beautiful deities up the hill. And I felt during this intimate group chanting, I really felt, I sometimes forget this. I'm so busy with my different preaching obligations and services. But really, I want to attain you, my Lord Gopinath, my Lord Haridev. And I want to go now to the Dharma and this preaching session this year ends, and I want to immerse myself in the holy name, in the sweetness of you, my dear Lord, my sometimes in all this busyness, I'm not so there. And the way I do it, I go to the Dharma, I sit down, and I just chant
and read about the glories of Krishna. This is what I have to do. I have learned this yesterday.
Yes, it is also fine. So please sit down now. We want, you know, like Bali Maharaj, who gave a promise that I will give you the land,
my dear Lord.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, 3 cents of land, no problem. And when he saw it was a little problem, he thought, oh, I need to also give him the land of my heart. I have to give him this, my last possession. So please, I want you to think of something. It should be realistic. Even if it is small, and you say, instead of consuming
four things of white chocolate, I only eat one thing of white chocolate. I'm saying somehow, I can't joke so nicely as for the
I'm saying something, but it must be realistic. You follow? It must, and you must do it. Because we will then chant together and you will be able to tell you to a few things how to make this deal. So please turn to the neighbor, everyone. I will go with Abhinav Prabhu.
He is my exalted godbrother. And
please do, we have to be a little time efficient. 5 minutes or so, and then I come back to you. Hare Krishna. did you find something
which you can focus on? Asyam is nothing. Thank you, Asyam.
Did you all? Yes? If you have not found anything, because sometimes it is difficult on command to now find something you want to give to Krishna. If you have not found anything, I encourage you to think a little bit about what you can take with you from this Pandavasena journey that will help you in your own spiritual journey. I also encourage you, I've talked with the leaders of Pandavasenas, and there is some very wonderful thinking in the leadership about how as a group we can really do two things. Find our own true path, our purpose, and also contribute to the world in significant ways. I do not know, Naveen, I think you will talk about this today, isn't it? You must start with this. So please, this will be an important session. 3:30, also the evening session is, everything is important, but I want to say also this because that is, we call it in Germany the graveyard hour, you know, after evening hour, so please place yourself in your intake of sufficient amounts of delicious prasadam and Good. So, I really think a spiritual experience, a spiritual immersion, like we have here in the Pandavasena Tree, should always help each individual to go deep and find out what it is that is now for me important to give to Krishna, to adopt my spiritual practice. And then spiritual growth is possible. You may not follow the amount of Sharanagati or surrender of Bali Maharaj, but you can already start. Those who like to pursue this road a little bit more, I have a tip which I want to give you at the end of this kirtan. Yeah.
Thank you.
little takeaway is, and the others thought they're also hopefully helpful to take little in your life, but if you want to pursue this idea of shalomality or surrendering, and remember, not in the way English dictionary defines it, submit as from an enemy, no. Approach the Lord for Shabbat. Approach the good steps towards Him. You want to see how you can enlarge your steps, so to say, so that the process will be faster. I recommend for your reading the prayer collection of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Shalanagati. It's a prayer collection which is available in the traditional marketplaces, fiscal marketplaces. Good. Having said this, let me see if there is one or two questions, and then I will just round it up. Yes. Siyandu Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, your class, just yesterday to ask, you mentioned about that time when your last time with Prabhupada, and you mentioned about life is a challenge. I was wondering if there was anything else to say about that.
Do you think this meeting in Siyandupal, he was very looked on. We had all of his disciples feeling that he was preparing himself. He did not say anything more than that, but it was enough. Like we heard yesterday from very influential politician, there was another short lecture by someone who was very, very favored. I mean, very high posted businessman, but I forget his name, they don't speak. And he went to assembly of students in the Stanford University, and he said only one word, think. And then he went off. Oh, think yourself, two words, think yourself. Mm. Think for yourself, maybe three words, yeah, think for yourself, I think for these. But don't give a seminar based on this. I may have mixed that, but something I remember like this. True is spoken in Krishna's metta. He said more to the big assembly of devotees. I remember he celebrated his appearance day at Vyasa Puja. And he was there, and Visvarupa Swami, Krishna Goswami, gave a lecture about Srila Prabhupada's life and achievements. And during this lecture, Srila Prabhupada interrupted Dharma Krishna Maharaj a few times and added something. But he had already someone else speaking. He was preparing to leave. I think there must have been some very deep thoughts going on. As you know, he wanted to go to America still, but he understood his calling had come earlier, so he shortened this intended journey and returned quickly to Vrindavan. So that is as far as I remember. I think my memory does not. First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. You know, Shyamala coming at that moment from the person who was most beloved in my life, or is most important in my life, and still, you know, he had already one foot in eternity. You know, it was clear that Shyamala that made it. Impact different from my words yesterday. You know, it right into it. I think it's at that time, but often you find so long here for short time. Hello. is, you know, the continuing on. And I like to I like to speak spiritual things, I like to live in a spiritual way, I like to dedicate my life for service. It is very motivating, very inspiring. Speak of Bhagavatam should be aware of, enter prayers in Kunti. You should follow these exalted feelings of the devotees, but that does not mean that we cannot and should not offer personal prayers on our level. We have, for the process of bhakti to work, you have to be open, you have to think, frank and free, you have to be yourself. And I believe that was also an important statement of Ganesha Priyaprabhu's sessions, where he said, we need to become aware. So, Prabhupada here says to us, you have to understand your real position. In this way. But this does not mean, Brinda Kishore, that you should now ignore the rich instructions and other things which are there. I think we have to learn how to deal with all these statements. It's not an either or, it's in both and more.
Oh, I have something which Gopala would be proud of.
And I'm learning a little bit. It's not an either or, it's a both and more. It's just I'm trying to make my Gopala sitting in my session then. I have to give reference to my Shiksha Guru of speaking in modern way and brief and intriguing like this. So you have to keep the last thing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur deals with this. I learned this from a seminar of His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj. That yes, we are told to offer high prayers. But what if a devotee in danger calls out, Krishna, save me? Is he now going against the instruction of Rag Bhatma Sandhika, I think it was the bear that he had exalted ideas of praying for eternal service and so on. Or if he prays for his father who is dying, you know. And he says, no, that is natural, that we will come to the Lord, like children come to the Lord. But you know, what is very important, has been very important to me, I think it will be useful if you know the place I come from. I want that the devotees take to the Krishna conscious process, they are real, they are on the level of the star. Because otherwise, if they follow something which is too much unrelated to them, it will not work on them. It will not, will never touch them. They will remain eternal neophytes on all these processes. There is one prayer, I mean, if you want, there is one prayer which is stated in the 11th canto. It is like this, oh, when you go to the gate, oh my Lord, please hear me, I stand in the jaw of death. Please save me. It is something, it's also a real prayer. And then there are prayers like, please show me my eternal form, let me do my service to the Chamanas, and so on. It is also there, or other. But also, Brinda Kishore, very important, if you feel attracted to the prayers which you do now, you are a wonderful devotee. I know this. I have seen you many years and you have come to Japa retreats in Croatia many times, I saw you. Then by all means do this. It is also a devotional service, we have to do what we feel a calling for. So that we feel confident. I think that is a little quoted one. You know what I said is from a quotation of Prabhupada. I think you understand it's something authorized. So
But if another quotation of Prabhupada is
getting more to do,
we have to trust our calling.
And that means to follow your real will of Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you very much for your kind question. I know you are now getting warm. I will end here. Time is up. I thank you so very much. I was very delighted to read this presentation on Samana and the Bhagavatam. And I hope that it will has served you very much. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.